With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A top Trump surrogate says the news media are giving Kamala Harris a pass on her policy plans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says the vice president has offered few details about her agenda, and he blames the media for not giving enough coverage to what he calls Harris's policy deficits. He says the Democratic National Convention featured Hollywood stars and popular singers, but didn't tell the country what Harris stands for. Ramaswamy spoke at a Trump campaign news conference not far from the DNC venue. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
NASA will bring stranded Boeing Starliner astronauts home on SpaceX, but not till February.
The decision to keep Butch and Sonny aboard the International Space Station and bring the Boeing Starliner home uncrewed is a result of a commitment to safety.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stuck since the beginning of June, thruster failures and helium leaks in the new capsule marring their trip. NASA's Jim Free.
This has not been an easy decision, but it is absolutely the right one.
NASA says its astronauts knew the risks and that SpaceX Dragon is being refitted to bring them home again in February, while Boeing Starliner attempts a September return to the New Mexico desert unmanned. I'm Julie Walker.
The Canadian arbitrator appointed to resolve a messy railroad labor dispute to protect the North American economy has ordered employees at the country's two major railroads back to work so both can resume operating while talks continue. China expressing opposition to the latest U.S. sanctions on Chinese companies over their alleged ties to Russia's war in Ukraine, saying it would adopt necessary measures to answer. This is SRN News. The families of two transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says the two boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more frequently. A challenge to Connecticut's policy allowing boys to play on girls' teams is making its way through the court system. Arizona voters will be able to decide in November whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitution. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a 200-word summary that abortion advocates use to collect signatures for a ballot measure is valid, clearing the way for the issue to remain on the ballot. The Arizona Secretary of State's office recently certified more than 600,000 signatures, far above the number required to put the question before voters. Several states will vote on abortion in November. This is SRN News. Researchers are taking a look at a rare orchid.
The Western Prairie Fringed Orchid is a plant that has declined due to loss of its native prairie habitat. Scientists in North Dakota are now hoping to learn more about its reproduction. The orchid is classified as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Hawk moths are the flowering plant's only known pollinator, flying into the orchid only at night. Experts say orchids can be an initial indicator of unnoticed decline in their environment. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 25th. It's the 238th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1875, Matthew Webb became the first person to swim across the English Channel, crossing from Dover on the English side to Calais in France. It took him under 22 hours. This is SRN News.